Yeah, hello Adelaide, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Rush Hour. Look, I promise it every time, and I'll promise it again. What a ripping big show we've got for you, but just cut to the chase, Louis. Cut to the chase and get to the big guy, the black rhino, the one everybody tunes in at four to hear. What's he going to say today? Is he talking about dropping crockery or crockery? What's he talking about today? The one, the only, Andrew Deuce, two-time, five-time, Andrew Deuce Newton-Jarman. Welcome.
G'day, Louis. G'day to the beautiful people of Adelaide, and g'day to the global world listening to our show for the next 2 hours. Great to be. I'm content.
Yeah.
I'm fairly content with my life at the moment, Lou.
Yep.
What a place I'm in. I'm in a great place.
You look in a great spot.
I feel great.
Mentally, but more importantly, physically.
Absolutely.
First time in years you've been able to get into some of the good clobber.
Correct.
Oh, I love
my Lululemon tight shorts.
Yeah.
Smashed out a 2K time trial this morning. Thank you, all the well wishes.
I'm hearing you should do what a certain member of the Port Adelaide Football Club,
yeah,
Matt White, has done. Maybe get some flames on your ankles. You were going that fast. Is that true? Did Marion say to you, Truce, you better go down to the tap parlour and get yourself some flames.
I pull up my sand shoes, Lou, and Marion was walking little Ruby, our guide dog,
and
she slapped me on the backside as I ran past Maz.
Hello.
Come on, Maz. Calm down.
Hello. We'll be home at 6:30 tonight, Maz. So now, bone to pick with you, just ever so quickly.
Well,
I've been able to find the audio of the slapping of me when I was away last Thursday.
Oh, hang on.
After I battled on just so tirelessly through some really great news. So if you missed it, and just for the listening pleasure of all those who love it, here is the big juice.
Oh, no.
And I thought my paternal grandfather, KG, slapping me silly.
G'day,
now,
Adelaide.
Where's Louis?
Unwell.
Unwell. Well,
our boy is unwell.
I can understand working with you.
Oh, hang on. Shawnee Craig Murphy on the Twitter family there, Cage.
What's he saying?
No, that my teammate Louis is out of action. Louis. Soft. Shawnee, you want to be careful. He stores stuff like that.
You can say thank you to me.
You
did much better than Louis.
Former Sydney Swans great, Dale Lewis, a day before a four-day break. Is he stiff or soft?
He's absolutely soft.
Jackie Hudson from the Twitter family. Louis, softer than KG without the blue pill.
Tell you what.
Lou, I tried to drive it as well as I could.
No, you did your best.
Clipped you.
You've often admitted on the show you're not a bus driver. You're a passenger.
Oh, Lou.
Jesus Christ. I didn't, yeah. It was a good five-day weekend. All right, massive show. Rory Sloane, 5:10, lock it in. Quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters, coming up. $1,000. That's at 5. Treads is coming in because, say it with me, it's just a bloody watertight contract.
Yeah,
we can't get out, can we? Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a little bit of fun today. I mentioned yesterday, Jeremy Howe from Collingwood sort of threw his teammates under the bus and said, look, be all right if a few blokes got a little bit more consistent and delivered the goods on the big stage, a bit like himself.
Yeah.
So today we'll take that opportunity and give you the opportunity, maybe to name and shame a couple of work colleagues that need to extract the digit.
Yeah.
I might go now, if I will.
No.
Sean Craig Murphy, if you're listening. don't come Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Don't come at all.
I can come on Saturdays when you do that little piss arse of a show called Dead Set Legends.
Port Adelaide Football Club released a statement off the back of the stories unfolding yesterday around the escalating tensions between North Korea and obviously the US, with the potential that could affect the Shanghai game, Jazz.
Yep.
Port Adelaide Football Club strongly refutes unfounded media speculation that its upcoming game against the Gold Coast Suns in Shanghai on Sunday 14th of May is in doubt. Club reaffirms its position. So to the Australian government, has given the club no indication that the game is under threat, nor that Australians should avoid travelling to China. So that is the latest on that.
Yep.
A different story down at Port Adelaide today, though.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
We go to DEFCON 6.
Colonel Conley, take us to DEFCON 5.
Take it to DEFCON 2.
You heard that, gentlemen? DEFCON 2.
Yeah, it's Koshy calling the shots.
Yeah, Keithy's in there.
Yeah, they're all in the mic. Was that Kenny?
it'll be okay.
Look,
it'll be fine.
And in fairness to the club, absolutely, it was. It's just been speculated.
Correct.
Because if it does escalate and it is on the brink of war, nobody wants to be in that area.
No, not at all.
And the least of our worries is a game of AFL footy. And I think the story, and I think Treads will reaffirm it a little bit later this hour, is
It was about the plan B, just in case that there is a plan B, and
that's
that is the Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast.
Now,
I want to talk to you about the Adelaide Crows. Fantastic start to the season. And if they win against the Gold Coast this weekend, 5-0, it'll be their best start ever.
Since 95.
And
or 96. 96.
Well, a good producer or producers would have given us that correct
four-zip, we
I would have thought. Coming
four
up to Jeremy Howe.
Flying. Phoner.
But can I put this to you? And is it just me or...
What's up?
Can you have two perfect a start to a season? Because the hype around Adelaide right now, I've not seen in the opening four rounds of a year so many media experts come out and suggest someone is premiership favourite. Now, Crows are playing amazing footy, amazing footy, almost too good a footy for this time of year.
What's your concern?
Well, just the hype. They'll win this weekend and the headlines will come thick and fast. Yep. If they beat up on Gold Coast up there...
Which is more than likely.
I don't know what level... Like, we're on DEFCON 6 before. But the next level we're going to get to now... is basically all the sports agencies paying out on Adelaide winning the flag. That's where the hype is sitting right now.
Their peak performance is about where it should be for the first, say, 6 to 8 weeks as a football club.
Look,
they will take a dip at some stage.
Absolutely. And that this is my problem. There's 18 weeks to go of this season. 19 weeks.
Yep.
You can't sustain it.
No, you can't.
And the hype is unsustainable as well. And as a playing group, it's almost, like I said, it's almost two perfect jars. You almost don't want to be winning by so well. You don't want it to be so cohesive because you want to build, don't you?
Yeah, but they're building momentum. They're building confidence within that group. They're invincible at the moment. They're feeling like they're an invincible football side. That's what I look at.
So the only thing I can see coming is a dip and a drop-off. Which you don't want. You know, you want all you want to do, you want to finish. And again, you take it every day of the week.
Absolutely.
You want to finish top four, give yourself the best chance, and then you want to be in perfect form in September. So the challenge now that awaits, now the pressure, fair and squarely, comes right back on the playing group and if not the conditioning people and the coaches, in a good way, to be able to go to not only A, sustain it, B, temper it and get it right, peaks and troughs through the year, like you said. And yes, it's even been better done with a couple of key injuries already, so that's another massive tick to the playing list. Another massive tick is the beginning of the seasons to the B graders, the understudies, the Charlie Camerons, the Rory Atkins.
Have stepped up.
All of these guys who are the unknowns are playing such great footy. I just get a little worried that everybody has jumped all over them and they're going to become this sitting duck target. That if anything goes amiss later on, it'll be, they just jumped out, they were flying too early and they might have got it wrong.
Yeah, and you make some valid points there. At some stage, mid-season, they may take a couple of weeks where they've just taken a dip.
But you know how hard it is to play so well all year.
It's very hard, especially our sport.
And the target is firmly on them now.
They've got a massive target on them.
Everyone goes, benchmark, benchmark, benchmark.
But they can create their own history, like the Carlton Football Club did.
Yeah,
under
no one
David
says you
Parker.
Have to lose.
Absolutely. So if they have that mindset as a young group going forward, well, they can be unbeatable. They could go the whole season unbeaten, Lou. But history tells us there'll be some dip coming at some stage. Where that is, well, who knows?
I suppose I'm more uneasy not about the form line. It must be I'm more uneasy about every person outlining them and identifying them as premiership favourites, which I just think.
Do you think that would worry Pikey?
No, but
behind the scenes,
it can get you into a bad spot. It can lower you into a sense because the hype is so good that you're only human, as the boys.
As you know, you've got to win enough games to get into the finals and win a few more games to get into the top four. And once you're in that top four, then you have to be peaking at the right time to win those games.
Well, can we do this? And maybe
what do you want us to do?
The wrong way. Can we ban premiership favourite talk?
No, you can't.
It's four weeks, mate.
Yeah, but you can't stop
it. It's 4 weeks into
Luke,
a season.
You can't stop it. And they're playing premiership style football. KG, he's been banging on about it for about 5-6 weeks.
That worries me. That confirms my argument.
Where I said to KG, it's only round four. So, but he thinks I've already won the flag in 2017.
Maybe this is where I was heading. Ken will not survive the season. I kid you not. If this hype keeps up, right? Pikey, if you're listening, this is where I needed
Donald,
a plane. Thanks for getting
Donald.
Me there. Donald, pull it back a gear. Dial it down a bit. Get yourself, you're revving your red line already, because KG, look, it will pass away. It will pass. If this hype continues, and so too will Sean Craig Murphy, because he worries so much.
Yeah.
There are fans out there, if they keep playing footy like this and people start talking this football club like this, they won't make it to September.
No.
Mate, you and I will be busy. Yeah. We'll be busy with Mr. Berry, funerals.
All the bloody. And his ashes are going out later.
All the bloody.
And we end up talking about KG dying.
July and August. And we'll be taking our eye off the prize. This has got to stop.
I think it's fantastic. So I'm just going to stay on the ride as long as I can. 1996, we were 4-0.
Yep.
And
were you around then?
Well, I think we had 12 votes.
Yeah. No, see that gag. No. You didn't have 12. Because I watched the Brownlow.
They will create history this weekend.
I watched the Brownlow that year. And you didn't have 12.
No, but don't panic, Lou. I think they've got it under control.
I make some valid points. I get worried when you peak early.
And the big hype around this group.
And the ability to get them. I have great faith in Pikey and Co. to keep them there and bring them up
how
and down.
Managed.
And the Bird.
Yep.
And the Rupert.
Yep.
And everybody else that's in charge. But it's just this hype that comes with it.
Okay.
I don't like it. No. I want to get in. I want to be in the bubble.
Bit like our show.
Yeah, I know. It's just get big. Tight. It's big. We can't be a big show anymore because you're not big. Have you thought about that?
I'm not going back there, Lou.
Yeah. No longer skinny.
I'm not going back there.
No longer skinny and the big guy.
I'm blowing up sand shoes these days. The amount of running I'm doing.
All right. So I found that tweet I was looking for. Had a case of Sean Craig Murphy's apologies.
Yeah, you did
family.
Actually.
That kind of hype type pressure can mentally drain them. This is from Sir Splash El Presidente. By the time the business end comes, just look at what happened to Golden State Warriors last year. Had a record win-loss season in the NBA. And then rock and roll by the Cavs.
We've seen that a lot in world sport.
Happens a lot. Hard to stay up, isn't it?
It's hard, and it's and that's where you've got to back in your fitness and your coaching staff to peak at the right time of the year. Yeah. That's the key, Lou. And your good players are playing well.
What's been your secret?
I've had some, a bit of dips and troughs and in my form, Lou, as a player and as an announcer. I've had moments, but can I just talk about
you've
one
always
bloke.
Been able to peak.
Well, one bloke that didn't peak with his teammates is Jeremy Howe from the Collingwood Football Club, who gave a mighty old smack to his teammates. As a team, we've got blokes that aren't performing for four quarters, Jeremy Howe told reporters post-game last week. They only perform for two quarters and then die out of the game. Oof. Well, what right has Jeremy Howe got to say that about his own teammates when he can't even play four quarters of football?
I mean, he takes a nice high mark.
That's all he does.
Yeah,
I've never seen him lay a tackle.
What else are you doing? A Jezza? Look,
that's a fair whack.
Now, he's got his clip.
That's a clip.
He's given them a clip. He's got a clip. We gave him a clip with Roosie. But I think we can take something out of what Jeremy's saying there. In fact, that I think all of us at times need a clip from our own teammates. And not a lot of us have the right vehicle to do it.
No.
Don't know whether it's the right spot. Well, the rush hour is the right vehicle. So, family, 133353. Jump on Twitter. Get on the phones. Who at your workplace, maybe a member of your family, maybe a member of your squad, your posse, how are you going with your phone over there? Can you turn that off?
Some knob from amateur leagues trying to ring me.
No, but he's not a knob.
Buzz
just,
off.
Just turn your phone off, mate. Have it on silent.
Sorry, Lee.
All right. So, I mean, great example is I might give you a clip for the lack of professionalism and the lack of courtesy given to both myself and the family who
I get
listening
clipped
to this
all the
program.
Time on this program.
Yeah, but in a proper way, like a constructive way. Not an entertainment way. That's unprofessional.
I understand.
All right. So don't let it happen again.
It's happened to you from time to time.
Yeah, but not that often and not right now in the middle of a break where we're giving people clips.
Can I share something that I did as a senior coach at the Perth Footy Club?
Please do.
It was half time. I think we're 5 goals down. And I had two players, first names were Scott.
Yep.
Now, I ripped this young Scott an absolute almighty. I gave him a massive bake.
Is this going to be long?
No. I gave him a massive, massive bake.
Yes.
And he was sitting there like a deer in the headlight. A deer in the headlight, Lou. Oh, sorry, Lou.
Turn that phone off.
Sorry, family.
Yeah, I was all a slab.
Yeah, sorry, family.
Go.
Okay.
Scott.
And young Scotty. So I ripped him. Yeah. Said, nah, that's it.
In front of all the boys?
Yeah, we were 5 goals down. I was mighty old. I was so passionate.
Yeah.
And as I finished and I gathered my thoughts, he said, oh, Jars. I said, what's up? He says, I haven't been on yet. You haven't put me on.
Jeez.
Well, I had to apologise there and then. It was the wrong Scott that I gave a bake.
Oh, dear.
So, you've got to get your targets right.
I'm just wondering how that applies to us today.
Yeah, but it was a whack. I whacked it, but as a senior coach, I got it wrong.
Yeah, but it's not about what we want today. The platform is. Have you got a work colleague who's not pulling their weight? Have you got somebody who might need a little rev
up? But I was sharing a story about a player that didn't pull his weight.
Yeah, but But the guy didn't go on the green.
Yeah. he reminded me.
Completely irrelevant been on yet, Coach. And probably better for another segment.
You want me to do another segment?
No, stop. And the other one, I mean, do you not listen to Paul Roos's coaching tips? What was the tip yesterday?
Just have some fun in your coaching.
It was. Keep your emotions in check. He asked his son, Dylan.
I understand.
What was the best thing he got out of his junior coach? Is keeping your emotions in check. And
that's hard as a senior coach.
It is. Had you done that, you would have known that Scott didn't play.
Look what happened to you.
Oh, exactly. I put my foot through the coach's box.
Got sacked after 8 weeks.
Gone the other way here, but family, I'll bring us all back. 1-333-53. Assume you're Jeremy Howe and you've got valid reasons to clip one of your work colleagues, maybe a bloke in your mate group, maybe your man group, maybe it's someone at home, maybe what something. And the best platform, we've always believed this on here, and is name and shame in a public arena. Mm. Always works best for us, doesn't it? Duck Club, you know, you've got Stink Club, you've got a touch of the Ty Vickery's, the Tyrone's, you've got
Monday
it all.
Moonies.
Monday Moonies. It's all here on this show. So have a think right now. Is there a person you work with, a person you hang out with? Maybe there's somebody in your extended family.
Mother-in-law,
and I've got some tickets to give away too, but I just want to...
And see if you can keep your story on track with what we're asking.
I was just giving you an example.
I know you were. 1-333-53. Give someone a clip to get the best out of it.
Can I just elaborate a bit more on the story?
Yeah, go. What have you got for me? Hey, we've got all day. And that's not even funny, mate. All right, because you slowed us up again.
Yeah, we're doing phones now off the back of Jeremy Howe giving his teammates a clip. We thought, what better vehicle than to open up our airwaves for you to give someone in your immediate circle, maybe your circle of trust.
You're good at giving people a clip.
And give them a clip. Well, people need it.
Not all the time.
No, not all the time.
There's a time and place to clip someone.
There are certain individuals who respond better from clips and some that need you to
behind closed
fill
doors.
Up their pockets and make them feel good about themselves. Yeah. You know how I feel about people.
What
like
about
that.
You?
Me?
When you get clipped.
Clip. Love a clip.
Do you really?
Brass. Used to clip me all the time. I respond better to in your face. Tell me what you want from me. Don't give me any of the bells and whistles on the side. Don't fill
just
me up.
Between
that.
The eyes.
Just real love.
Who
real.
Couldn't cope a clip your footy club back in the day? Oh. Plugger? Well, no one clipped Plugger, did they?
No, he didn't like a clip, though.
He didn't. I don't reckon he would.
No, he wouldn't. Didn't enjoy. Look, yeah, we used to mock with him because Rock would ask who you're likely to play on this week.
Yeah.
And I would say, oh, it's not really an issue for me. Someone will be tagging me.
Here he goes.
And which was always funny. And then I'd turn to Cal, I said, Cal, you'll be playing on someone, won't you? And then we'd go to Tony, who are you playing on? And Tony wouldn't necessarily know anyone other than Stephen Sylvain, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't have to worry. He'd be there and he'd be whispering, Give us a name. And you'd go, oh, Peter McDougal. And you'd go, Pete McDougal. And the boys would be pissing themselves laughing. And he'd just look at you and go,
Pete McDougal.
Because you know, he had no idea.
Nah.
He didn't need to care because they were playing on him, is my point.
But,
all right, so we digress again. Go on.
Yeah, it's good.
We are doing, giving mates a clip. Doesn't happen enough this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
True mateship, true friendship, whether it be at work. Or in your circle, is about telling the truth.
And do you think Jeremy Howe's clip on his teammates was valid?
That was inappropriate.
Because he said...
Because he was basically saying they jumped out of the lifeboat.
Yeah.
You don't do that in a team environment. No. But what we're asking now is to get the best out of, is give someone a clip. And I'll give you a clip. Your story, whilst it was a great story, about getting two guys called Scott mixed up when you're coaching in Perth. And that the
I
Scott,
just wanted to give you a little
Scott, the
example.
Scott, you were revving up, actually hadn't been on the ground.
No, I hadn't put him on yet.
It's a great story. But maybe it's not a correct story. And what it does, you know what it demonstrates again?
What's it done? Has it confused the family, has it?
Active listening. And the reason we've got one phone call, and this would normally...
It's not one phone call.
And this would be known as a failure on air.
Yeah, it is too.
Because four is the pass mark.
Yeah.
Is because you just clouded the area like a grey mist.
Can you read that tweet from Lewis Payne, please?
I can. Louis. My mate Chris is missing a fishing trip because he wants his tattoo to heal. Well, there you go. That's exactly. Yeah. There's the clip you need.
Come on, Louis.
How soft is that? Now, let's get to the callers.
Jason of Salisbury. G'day, Jace.
How are you, Jaz?
Jace, you understood Louis? This, so you deserve a prize for starters, the way Jaz confused this thing.
What's your story?
What do you got for us?
I got a bloke I work with by the name of Lee McLeod.
Yeah, good name.
Great bloke.
Yep.
Great bloke.
Yep.
He's a mad Hawthorn fan.
Oh, even better.
But in footy terms, he's a first quarter specialist.
Oh dear. Yes.
Goes hard for the first air at work.
Yep.
And that'll do him.
Oh, one of those. Lee McLeod.
Yeah.
All right. He's do you want to plug work or not, Jace? It's up to you.
No, I'll let it slide, Louis.
That's good, mate. Hey, mate, I'll give you a diesel double pass to his Americano tour to the iconic Arkabar Hotel. Saturday, April 29 there, young man. Tickets from Oztec. All yours. See, diesel.
Beautiful. Price Appreciate it, Charles. Louis, thank you.
I'll tell you what, I'll get you some soap, mate, to clean off all that stuff. He had to wade through to get all that. He did really well to understand that. So here are some examples of a clip.
Right.
Maybe you've got a colleague that's got a bit of BO. Maybe a bit of breath issues. Maybe some dandruff. Maybe they're always late. Maybe they don't listen. Maybe they always talk about themselves.
It's most footy clubs.
Yeah. Maybe they talk in the third person. Maybe they reminisce all day long. Have you got one of those?
Come on.
That's the type of individual and this segment was designed for, not for those who you confuse their name and mix them up
Maybe,
with.
You know, someone's got hair issues.
Maybe you can tell us the story again how you blew your sand shoes up running your 2K time trial and Maz tapped you on your not-so-tight Lululemon tidy-whitey shorties.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren. Gary Treadray.
Here I am. Get stuffed.
Yeah, the wizard joins us. Good to see you, big man.
Hey, boys. How are we?
All right, Port Adelaide released a statement yesterday strongly refuting all unfounded media speculation that its upcoming game against the Gold Coast Suns in Shanghai on Sunday the 14th of May is in doubt, and it reaffirms its position from earlier today. And that's well and good. The only reason it's being speculated on is because there is a couple of crazy men at the helm, one of North
Kim
Korea
Jong-un.
And one the Donald Trump, the president of the free world, and who knows what can happen.
Keith Thomas has spoken about this. We're going, wow, this is a big story. It is a big story because all of a sudden, the game may not be in jeopardy, but he admitted that there was a backup plan to play at Metricon. So Port Adelaide can say it was in jeopardy. Fans who booked their tickets, you know, I'm going over to China, you sit there and go, oh, shivers, we spent all this money, we're not going to be able to go. That's not the story. But the story is if nuclear war breaks out, last time I checked, you ain't going to kick a Sharon around when there's bombs being dropped everywhere.
Jeff Kennett has come out and says Alistair Clarkson should get out of there right now.
Again.
He laid with his great theory that all good leaders must hang around only 6 to 9 years. Yeah, like he's got this.
But he had an exit clause, did you see it? Unless they've had success.
Yeah,
he's had it four times.
Just speaking about it, I mean, it's funny because everybody else has come out and said, well, if you were going to pick anybody to do a rebuild or start again, Alistair Clarkson would be right at the top of your list because
what
he's done it.
Take it further, Louis, right? Alistair Clarkson was available and you had the option to trade your coach for him. Would you do it? Every club would do
hesitate.
It right now.
Would
actually,
not hesitate.
Western Bulldogs wouldn't.
You'd get 80%.
Western Bulldogs.
And the Crows, Crows wouldn't.
Oh.
They love Pikey.
Yeah, they do love Pikey. Hey, but is he, good as, is he as good as Clarko? No.
Not at the moment, no.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why is he getting whacked?
Well, he's whacked because he's won four flags. He's made big decisions on Mitchell and Lewis.
He's ahead of his time.
But even if you look at... Yeah, he's moving ahead.
Do you know why, though? Because...
Why, Lou?
Tall poppy. Mate, there's angst on the list.
Under the banner of it being a Clarko idea. Now, because of that and the dip in form and the ones that are left behind, the veterans aren't getting a kick, Gibson and co., all of a sudden, this Hawthorn family that have been spoilt over the last 20-odd years are going, hang on a minute, not only are we getting beaten, we're getting smashed.
Well,
back-to-back 86-point losses threats.
No, I know, but part of me sits here with a smirk on my face. Because every other team's hit a wall.
I'm enjoying it. Oh,
every other team has hit a wall because they've been that bloody good for that long.
What about
all of a sudden, they're experiencing what everyone else has. And what launched Clarko at end of 04 when he left Port? He had first-round picks.
They
got Roughhead. They got Lewis. They got Franklin.
Yeah,
right?
They'd already had
Mitchell and Hodge, but they were young kids. All of a sudden, when they got through 108, then they refreshed with Burgoyne, with Gibson, with Hale. These types of players, all of a sudden, now they can't refresh again. They've tried. It has to go back to the well. The only difference this time around, though, is there is no early draft pick this year to start with. He's going to have to trade because he gave up a future pick to get O'Meara in. And that pick, which looked like, they'd probably play finals and hanging in. That's what I thought
about
they'd do.
Pick 14.
Right now, it's a pick one.
Yes, and Kilda
right now, it's
going.
Pick one. So the Saints are going, thank you very much. But look for the Hawks to deal and get back into the first round. And for me, you keep Clarko because he's done it before off the back of the draft and trade.
Correct.
Period, and he'll do it again.
Jeez, I feel so sorry for Jared Roughhead.
Yep.
Who now is trying to lead that group out of this just absolute mess for this football club in a year where he should be just coming back
enjoying
and enjoying
footy,
himself and having his ups and downs. And you've been there. You know what it's like, the excess that comes with it. Poor old Ruff, I sit there and I go, why would you even do that to him? And I said it at the time, didn't I?
Hawks players look like a team who ain't enjoying
they
it.
They look cool.
A lot of people don't realise this. It's one of the reasons Jars and I stayed at DVC level because you don't get saddled with all that responsibility.
But nowadays, boys, you actually have to rock up to the meeting.
Hey, before we let you go, Port Adelaide, Carlton, Friday night, prime time, national audience, 50,000. They'll be competitive, the Carlton Footy Club.
I thought at the start of the year, if Port were 2-2 right now, You take it. Right. But when they beat Sydney in Sydney, I reckon they had to have played better out of either the Adelaide game or the GWS game. So they have to be 3-2 to be any serious chance of playing finals. Well, I think finals is within them, but they need to come with the consistent effort and not the fade out like we saw in periods against the Showdown.
There's no
last
issue this Friday night. Can you just get a message to the Hoff?
Oh, well, no. Here he goes.
Introduce himself to T.W. Sharon.
You know what?
No, but you know why I'm extra hard on the Hoff at the moment?
Why?
You tell me he's got this elite endurance.
Yeah. He has.
Right. And he lays, I think, 2 tackles on the weekend.
Yeah, that's it.
And he took how many marks? Not a lot, right? And he had about 15 touches for one goal one. How about you put your hand up? How about you stop?
He's been there.
Stop floating around, otherwise I'm going to start calling you Lilo.
Oh, no. You can't.
That one got thrown at me a couple of times during my career.
Did
it? During those so-called...
Because you were a floater, weren't you?
During those so-called lean patches.
All right, see you, champ.
See you, mate.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Chance to give away $1,000. It's always good. You guys did it last week out of survey, so it didn't help us.
Oh, hang on.
You and KG. No. Honestly, I tell you what, I've got my spies looking into the fact that it was a legit winner.
Oh, he was legit. No.
My mail.
If you listen to it.
My mail is if I were to check some bank accounts. One. Kenneth George?
He's taking 700.
And yourself, there might have been a little bit of just cream, a little bit of slicing off the top.
We're not Trumpy.
We'll tell you what.
Look, he doesn't pay his bills.
Tell you what, we do know that for a fact, don't we? Yeah. Get your phone
Did
off.
Did you get them, yeah.
Righto, can you please tell us who's playing the quiz today?
Roger of Harndorf. G'day, Roger. All the best. Looking forward to getting some money for you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Roger, Automasters Lifeline, all sweet with that.
Yep.
All right. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's a sprint and a test of your knowledge. Juice will hand you over the first question. Your time will start at the end of that. Good luck. Business.
Okay, Charles and Louis. Okay. Roger, what year did the Adelaide Crows...
What have we said about doing accents?
Yeah, sorry, mate. What year did the Adelaide Crows last have a 4-0 start?
Pass.
Which former Victorian Premier was president of the Hawks until 2011?
Kenneth.
Okay, Aussie Paddy Mills plays for which NBA club?
The Jazz.
What was the first year Adelaide United played in the A-League? First year. Was
it Automasters.
Oh, it's gone early, yeah.
Who currently sits 8th on the AFL ladder? Rog?
At 8? Melbourne.
The All Blacks play what type of sport?
Rugby union.
In sporting terms, what does EPL stand for?
English Premier League.
True or false, the AFL record started as the football record in 1954.
True.
Okay, which Bulldog plays his 300th game this weekend?
Bob Murphy.
How many Aussies are currently in the top 100 on the ATP tennis rankings? That's the men.
One.
And what year did the Adelaide Crows last have a 4-0 start?
2007.
Righto, Ross, tough batch. Good luck, Rog.
Cheers, Luke.
I don't know, man. Who's writing these questions?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
correct.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, what? What do you need?
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Timmy, relax down, Timmy.
1, 2.
Give him time. He's got it. You can hear the brain ticking over. It's all right, Jazz.
That's all good.
Sorry, Rog. You got $60, mate.
That's
no,
good. It's a slab.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Well done, mate.
Enjoy, Rog. Thanks for playing. $60 there. Like for those playing along at home, 1996 was the last time they were 4-0. The big juice was flying at that point
so
in time.
So was Mods.
Paddy Mills plays for San Antonio Spurs. Mm. Had a nightmare in the playoff game, but they got up. Not the Jazz. Automasters was, what year was the first year Adelaide United played in the A-League? It was the 2005-2006 season, Jar.
Number 8.
I think this is a stupid question, this one. True or false? The AFL record started as the football record in 1954. It's false because it started in April 27, 1912.
I think it's a good question.
It's a ridiculous question.
Nah, it's a good question.
And in fact,
I think Flack did a good question.
It's a crap question.
Number 10.
And number 10, how many Aussies, as in men, are in the top 100 on the ATP tennis rankings? There's 3. My boy, Nick Kyrgios.
Mm.
Your boy?
Mm. No, he's not my boy.
Bernard Tomic.
How can he be 100?
And everybody's boy, who's not that well-known boy, Jordan Thompson.
Yeah,
there it is. $60 your way, Rog. Everybody else, back again tomorrow. Let's fix this.
Yeah.
The one thing Murph did well on the show was the questions. Let's fix it.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane off. Rory! Rory!
And you'll send that right on your pupils, Jars. You just go on air guitar berserk and shoot it. Hey, Sloane, welcome. Great to have your company.
Thank you very much for having me. Jarsy's back, and just while we're... Oh, no, I just want to touch on last week. You didn't have that passion last week, but I am very sorry. I went home, had a good, long, hard think about it. I am very sorry, but I'm not sorry because I'm not sorry about Mick's playing it because that's just good publicity. We're on every station now. So
yeah. I mean, if we're providing content for the other stations, well, what does it say about us?
Pretty good.
We're very listenable.
And you know what? Apology accepted too.
No worries. We're a family here, aren't we?
It's good to hear because I searched social media hard.
Oh, no.
Awfully hard for something out there for the masses to hear. But good to have you come in there off the top and offer one up. Well done again on a great team performance. Well done on a great game of footy, mate. Congrats.
Yeah, it was good. Probably some of the best first half of footy we've played, I think. We couldn't miss at some stage. Tex couldn't drop a mark. At half time, I thought he was going to kick 10. I said, what do you got on those hands, mate? And he just looked at me blankly and goes, mate, I've got no idea.
It's in the zone.
Yeah, it was just ITZ and Eddie. That after a big week from Ed, he just responded in how he knows best, and that was a huge game for him.
It can't be underestimated because we know he's such a great player, but to do that after the week that he had, and I was just watching, I was just loving every moment of it because he's such a professional, and it just sends a message to all those people that no matter what you do, he said, I'm just going to do what I do best, and that's entertain and kick goals. He was fantastic.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's not many of those people around, but there are a couple, but, I mean, you saw the love for him on Saturday night, and I think he was actually saying when he kicked one of the goals from the boundary, he's like, this is my pocket, you're in my pocket, and Ed's up and about.
I'll tell you what, a lot of blokes who come to Adelaide Oval should ask permission even to get in their pocket.
I'm wondering whether they're going to put a sign up or a stand up or something. A
little plaque.
They put a little picture of him.
Not a plaque. Like, I reckon flashing lights.
Like the logo on the wings. Just do it right in their Eddie Betts pocket.
Yeah, it's got to be. Something has to be done.
Yeah, I think so.
That's another project for us, actually.
Oh, it could be. Nice.
Since you've shortened your hair, you've taken your game to another level.
Yeah, with something in that.
I agree. Because you were just a long-haired lout years ago, running around, unregistered.
Relax down.
Now, you're looking... Your game's gone to another level.
It's a mature haircut.
And you're playing mature football. So it's a credit to you, and it's rubbing off on the rest of the group. Now, Louis here was stressing out at the start of the show, the Adelaide Crows hype, oh, it's got to stop you. Somewhere, they're going to fall over somewhere along the lines. No. Who says you can't win 22 home and away games? Undefeated. Who said you can't win a grand final?
The
Carlton Football Club did it. The Carlton Football Club did it.
Did they?
Back in the day. A couple of clubs have done it. So you've got to keep that momentum going. What you reckon you're in for a dip at some stage?
Sydney and Carlton.
Well, hang on.
Sydney and someone else beat Carlton.
Hang on.
It's not that at all. I just think you've gotten very far ahead of yourself.
No, I haven't. I think you can just keep building. You're becoming an invincible football side the way you've been playing.
Having a good day, making a lot of sense today, Juice.
No, not at all.
You don't think you're becoming, that the self-belief is through the roof?
No, there is.
Don't laugh at the footy club, Luke.
I'm not.
You won three bloody... wooden spoons in a row. I'm bringing it back to you.
Rory's been kind enough to come in. Let him answer the question.
There is a lot of self-belief there, but, I mean, I just think you're just looking way too far ahead, and that's something we just don't do. We honestly just walk into every game thinking about that game and focus on that opponent, and that's... I know that's such a big cliche, but that's honestly what we do at the footy club, and you start looking forward... How many games? Like, I'll do my math. 18 more games.
Jars is two buys and 18
very, very silly.
Ahead. Let's talk about another great friend of the show. Richie Douglas plays game 200. Now, I think somewhere, I forget the stats, but it's around about 3 or 4% tops that get to that era. He's got a BNF and now 200 games. He is underappreciated and from the wider footballing community. Tell us a bit about Dougie and what a great teammate he's been.
He has... Quickly, just off football, he's got one of the driest sense of humour, which is refreshing in a football club because you don't get too many blokes like that. But yeah, his work rate and his pre-seasons, that's where he's done all his work. I mean, his work rate to get through, he never misses games. Source and I were chatting about it today, and he's hardly missed. I mean, apart from his first couple of years, maybe he missed a few, but He just plays solid football, and we've asked heaps of him the last couple of years. He's been midfielder, he's gone forward, he's trained a bit back this year, and back into the midfield again this year, just playing a really important role for us, and I think he's playing some of his best footy of his career.
Quick one for you, Tom Lynch, who we love dearly in here, but is, and can you pass a message on to us, now dead to us?
We made him on this show.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, not the phrase, you guys made him.
Red
yes.
Barons. When he played great footy, we put him to El Presidente over the top of Sauce, and now we're hearing he signed with a rival network.
Yeah, no loyalty at all.
What do you do, Sonny? What are we supposed to do?
It's
what have we
all
done?
About the back pocket, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it is. I think it's all about cash money. And
are we lining yours?
It's all
okay?
About Tommy.
You're not going anywhere.
Well,
on
I'm staying strong.
Before
with the family.
Sonny, Brady Crouch would be close for a selection this week against the Gold Coast, knowing that poor old Jakey Kelly's going to miss a couple of games with that eye.
Yeah, poor Jake Kelly. It didn't pull up right, but it is some good news. There's no surgery
Excellent.
Required, which is great news
Excellent.
For him. But yeah, Brad Crouch played another great game on the weekend, and so did a lot of our boys in the SANFL. So I'd imagine he'd be putting his hand up along with a couple others.
All right, we need to talk a couple of things about the Rules Committee, a couple of things about the pay deal. Right now it's time for Sloaney's Song of the Week.
Yeah, we've got You Somebody by the Kings of Leon.
I don't reckon we have.
No.
I reckon we've taken the liberty of picking one this week because the trust got broken a little
you
last
heard
week.
Us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You heard us, mate.
And this song is probably a lead into what we're going to talk about when we get back after the song. So sit tight, mate. Hey, it's going to be okay.
I think I'm leaving.
It's going to be...
Hey.
It's okay.
Front up.
Trust us. Just cop it. Sweet.
Right.
Here is Sloaney's Song of the Week. I think you'll like it, family. Rory Sloane's our very special guest. That was Sloaney's Song of the Week.
Yeah, I would have played, if you really want to go with a money theme song, I would have played Pink Floyd Money.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it might be reading my mind. I'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, no worries.
Just.
Now, Sloaney, something we've got to talk to you about.
Sounds good.
The
I've
players,
done nothing wrong this week,
the
so
Players
I'm fine.
Association v. the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at? Where is the? When is it going to be sitting down and smoking a peace pipe? And the second question, before you answer the first question, why don't you blokes have the nurries to go on strike?
Gumption.
Hey, why don't you uncup and go on strike?
The first...
Answer
the second question
please.
First.
Please.
This time of year, it's sort of...
It's too late.
It's almost too late.
To go on... Yeah, okay.
Almost. It would have been ideal maybe
JLT.
In a pre-season game.
You didn't uncup. You didn't uncup.
There is... We haven't ruled that out as a possibility yet. And to your first question, where it's at,
oh boy.
We have been back and forward with the AFL, and we are getting somewhere. We are starting to find a middle ground, and we're seeing some real progress in the negotiations. And it's going to be a good deal for both the players and the AFL. I mean, obviously, we're not going to get entirely what we want, and the AFL is not going to get entirely what they want. And that's all part of a negotiation process.
How correct was what... was reported 20% first year plus 1% next plus 1
next
was
five.
That accurate, and were you blindsided by the numbers and the deal?
No, well, that's close to what we're after, but there's still a few other. It's a lot. I suppose it goes a lot deeper than just those raw numbers.
A bit more in the periphery and a few other intricate details.
Absolutely. Yeah? So, as I said, the pleasing thing is we're in really strong negotiations with the AFL, and we're starting to find a middle ground between both.
Both parties and what we want. Very good. With all that in mind, took the liberty today of figuring out we're going to strike at some point, right?
We want to help you out.
We thought maybe theme songs we need to get sorted, because we'll go with a little theme catch prize next time and what we're going to shout out. And have you got a megaphone, you guys?
I've certainly got one.
Cool. Jars can lead. There's
a voice.
Big voice.
Yeah, I can do that.
So I'm just going to play a few songs, get your feedback on what could be your theme song throughout this chase for the cash.
If you do go on strike.
Let's go, Timmy, number one.
Yeah.
Not
bad.
Next.
Money. Floyd, one of my personal favourites.
Okay. Mine too.
Okay.
Money as well.
Great album.
Go again, Timmy. Koshy would be on board with that one. Next.
I want money. That's what I want.
Yeah. Mm. And one more.
We want to help you out.
Get prepared. The netball girls are going to do it.
You know, we're there for you.
They're going.
Yeah. We'll pick it.
Issues
we'll
in the boardroom. Rebel League strike, national team boycott all over boardroom stash.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Talk about uncupping.
The girls aren't missing.
Girls are going to do it. The Australian netballs are threatening.
They're
all
having a go,
of that.
Mate.
And you boys are going. Oh, yeah. It's going. Yeah. Okay. We're close.
Yeah. Well, things are negotiating the way they are. I mean, there's no point in striking, but I mean, we haven't ruled it out, Jars.
Do you whack on a pinstripe suit when you go into the boardroom?
Do I? Please, can you imagine me in a pinstripe suit?
I think,
you know, George's swishy pants.
I would love it if you all get together and you all just get yourself done up Gordon Gekko style, slick your hair back all in, and then rock on in there.
Yeah, that might be for our final offer or our strike.
Turn up in big limos and just get in and get out.
We might come in and just label it and go, here
what's
it is,
that,
take it
all.
Nelly Black tweet for Sloan Dog. Can you read it out, please? Your role.
The AFLPA claim for better travel and accommodation conditions. What are they seeking versus what it is currently? Well, that'd be business class travel is one of those, is it not?
Yeah, especially for those teams in Perth.
Yep.
They're interstate. Well, not so much interstate, more the Perth travel. I mean, these guys have to travel 11 games a year from Perth, which is a long flight.
Bit cool.
A lot of times to Melbourne and Sydney. So we'll try and look after them more so than, I mean, the guys from Melbourne don't have to travel as much. And we're pretty lucky here. It's all short flights. So we get pretty well looked after at the moment. And we'll just try and make it a bit better for those Perth teams.
Is anybody getting the special treatment up to, anybody get the upgrades to business class? Is it like the big units trying like Source and Texan? Or is it best on whoever plays really well gets the little couple
3,
upgrades?
3-2-1.
It's normally, so there's a few of us in the aisle three, and if we do see them spare, normally I just give Lynchy a nudge because Lynchy doesn't shut up, and Lynchy would be the one to chat, and he's quite good actually, especially if there's
now
a real hostess, he'll just word his way, and we manage to get up there every now and then.
He's got a great personality, hasn't he?
He does. Got a great personality. Yeah,
pass on. We're very disappointed with him too, if you can pass on at the training.
I'll send your regards. Yeah.
Tell you what we'll do though, mate. Keep up your great form individually.
Yeah, we'll
keep up the team's great form. Dougie, of course, going upstairs this week.
Absolutely.
200.
Had my shoulders done.
Have you explained how the technique needs to work?
Oh, yeah.
Keep it in tight.
Yes. Oh, there no, we learnt that.
Don't want his plums hanging out.
Scotty Thompson's,
and there will be a groin injury really soon. An abductor. Someone's going to miss a final because blokes don't take the care to get shoulder by shoulder.
Because the blokes just care about the photo shoot, don't they, Lee?
They don't
care about their brother.
Yeah.
All right.
And speaking of good form, you guys are in great form, but I'm not so sure about Ruin Dits. I mean, they take more holidays than anyone. This is a blue collar group in here. We work hard for the people, don't we, Jars and Louis?
It's a people show. you know what
says to me? Stand for?
This is how I look at it.
Our brother's upstairs.
Management asked them to take leave.
Why, Lou?
So they do limited damage.
Oh,
and what then?
They're part of ours.
Yeah, then
they're not helping us now.
Ru will do a week up on the river as well at some stage and just pump up his resort up there.
It's a sweet deal.
It's a great deal.
So much so they reckon yesterday one of the Twitter family said, spotted Ru driving down Kenzo Road with the window down looking for some attention.
Hey, good luck in the Gold Coast, champ.
Thank you, guys. No, unfortunately,
keep it up,
rain up there.
If you need any more help
with
the strike, next week we're doing slogans, little catchy slogans that you can shout out.
On strike.
Slogans.
Yeah, see?
Slogans.
Yeah, exactly.
Rory
Sloan. Crows champ.